Tom, first off, what does it mean for you to be going back to the Super Bowl?
Hadn't sunk in yet, so it's we've looked every week it's kind of been one day at a time and one game at a time, and I haven't even said those words yet. So, well, I said them after the game, but not at all this week or now it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Tom, the two touchdown passes to Chris Hogan, if you could just go back through those, how those unfolded.
The first one was, he just kind of sprung free there in the back of the end zone. I was holding the ball. We had a really good blitz pickup, and, I just kind of cut it loose, and he was open. And then what was the second one?
Second one was a flea flicker.
Oh, the flea flicker. How could I forget that? It was just a great call. They were a little winded, I thought, and got the pitch back from D. Lou, and I saw Hogs, burning up the field and just laid it out there for him. So it's a great play.
What has Hogan meant to this offense?
He's been incredible. I mean, to lead the league in, average yards per catch is spectacular. And, he's made big plays for us all season. He made big plays in the biggest game of the year for us. And Julian, Malcolm, Danny, what they've done, Mike Floyd, what he's done in a short period of time, and Marty and Matt Langel, what Gronk contributed this year, what the guys up front did with D. Lou and LeGarrette and James White and Dev. I mean, it's been really spectacular. So it's a, we should enjoy this. It's really, you never know if you'll get these opportunities in life. And fortunately, this team has got the opportunity, and now we got to, do something, go try to take advantage.
Tom, did you, Tom, just following up on Mike a little bit with regard to Chris, did you know much about him when he was in Buffalo, and what was your reaction when you guys had gotten him in free agency, and just kind of how's his development going?
Yeah, I've obviously followed him because you see a lot of those games, and he's been, he's a great player for them, and, they can't keep everybody, but I'm glad we got him. So he's just done an incredible job for us.
Hey, Tom, there were a lot of games, it seemed, afterwards where you felt as if you guys were this close or just hadn't done exactly what you wanted to do offensively. Was this a little bit closer?
Yeah, it was a good day. I mean, we're going to the Super Bowl, man. Shit. You got to be happy now.
And a quick follow on that is, how personally satisfying is it? There was a period of time you weren't on the field at the beginning of the year. Now you're going to play in the final game, even if you weren't there for the first few.
Well, I think, that's because of the hard work of a lot of people, from my coaches to, my teammates to our families who support us. It takes a lot of people and a lot of hard work, a lot of effort over the course of many months. And, this didn't start at 6:40 tonight. This thing started in April. It really started before that in free agency. We were picking up guys like Hogan and drafting guys like Malcolm Mitchell, and guys were in rehab like LG and D. Lou and Dev and Nate and all those guys. So it's a lot of hard work. I mean, it's only two teams left standing, and I'm happy we're one of them. That's what our goal is, and it's nice to be able to achieve that.
Tom, on the two touchdowns of Hogan, on the first one, it looked like did you move the safety a little bit?
Yeah, I moved a little bit to the left because they were pressuring up the middle, and the pocket kind of collapsed. So I kind of slid to the left, and I had a good vision, and they kind of bit down on Julian pretty hard, and then Hogs just was standing there in the back of the end zone, and I saw him, and then I just wanted to kind of confirm that no one was too close to him, and I just tried to put it on him.
And the second one, D. Lou, he carries out the fake pretty well. How often do you guys work on that play to get that kind of execution down?
If it's in the plan, we practice it. Some weeks more than others, but we ran one earlier in the year against, I think it was Baltimore, and it worked. And I hit Hogan on that one too, on a crossing route. So it was, those have been well-executed plays, and it's nice when you can take advantage of some of those plays. It's nice to gain some chunks that way when you kind of, get some misdirection or, double pass, flea flicker, or something like that. It's a big spark for the team. So it was a great effort by our team and a great win.
Tom up the middle here. The no-huddle offense, you guys went up tempo. How did that help you guys tonight? And also the Steelers' run defense, what kind of challenge did that present for you?
They played good. I thought their linebackers played great. It's a tough run-stopping defense. It always has been over the years. And I don't think we're as productive as we wanted to be in the run game. And, it was a little bit of a slugfest there at the line of scrimmage, and they got a lot of big, tough guys. To go fast and try to keep them off balance was good. That worked a little bit. I still wish we'd have made a few more plays out there tonight, but We'll watch the film and try to figure it out for next game.
Tom, most of the year you guys like to defer when you get the kickoff, you know, when you get to win the toss. This year, today, you took the ball. Was it something you saw during the week, or is there a specific reason why you took the ball first today?
I'm not sure. That surprised me, too. So I was sitting there. I said, we won the toss. Great. And I was going to sit down, and he goes, we got the ball. And I'm like, what? I thought we won the toss. So I wasn't sure how that all worked.
Tom, obviously, as the quarterback and captain of the offense, you get asked a lot of questions about that group. But as you've practiced against this defense, especially from about the midpoint of the season on, have you seen them develop as a group and kind of develop this chip on their shoulder? Because it seems like they came in very highly motivated to prove a lot of naysayers wrong during the course of the year.
Yeah, and there was a lot of, you know, I think there's a lot of noise always. And, you know, sometimes you don't always have it figured out, you know, four games into the year. And there's a lot of moving parts, and, you know, the second half of the year, you're right, I practice against those guys every day, and it's hard to complete passes. And I know if I can complete it against our defense, then, you know, we should be fine on Sunday because our guys do a great job in the pass game, and so many, you know, great pressures they got. They got a lot of good scheme stuff. So they got a good defense. We got a good defense. And, you know, to slow down offense like that was pretty great. So one more, and I'm going to see my family, guys.
Tom, I know the game just ended, but you could not have not heard the Roger chant late in the game. What are your thoughts on that? And are you comfortable knowing that becomes a storyline going into this Super Bowl?
I didn't hear that chant, so. I did hear him singing to Bon Jovi, though. That was pretty cool. So thank you, guys.